Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, this is Cheryl Patton with One Woman's Wisdom, and every Sunday morning at this time, I invite you to join me for the numerology vibrations of the week. Hopefully, this will allow you the ability to match projects, goals, financial, career moves, and relationships to the best day possible. When there is time, I will take a few calls and do some lightning fast readings. You can either call in, or if you're in the chat room, I'll just answer them right from there. Now, before we get started, I'd like to let you know that if by chance you don't get all the information you'd hope to hear, I cover it more in depth each and every day on www.onewomanswisdom.net, and that's a numerical one. You can also find me over on Facebook and Instagram under One Woman's Wisdom. I'll put the links down below so it'll be a little easier to find. During the week now, I usually throw a few cards and tell you what the question was that somebody submitted to me, and then I show you how to weave tarot and numerology together to get the answer. So if you read my articles and you're interested in learning how to weave those together, this will give you an idea. If you read one or the other, it's usually a little bit easier, and then how to integrate the other divination skill right into it. Now today, the new moon is in Pisces, which occurred at 10:32 Eastern Time, 9:32 Central Time, and the astrologers are telling us that it's a very favorable one. So be sure to choose your favorite astrologer over there on YouTube or on the internet. Read what they have to say about it. Now for me, the new moon says write down all the things or situations you'd like to bring into your life. And weather permitting, go outside or stay inside and light a candle. Recite it to the universe, then tuck it away for safekeeping. I've got a little tiny wooden box where I save such things. But that is what the new moon is for. What do you want to draw to yourself? So let's pop in here to the weekly vibrations. Going to start tomorrow, which is Monday the 24th. The day is going to be a number 6. The attitude is going to be an 8, and the 3 is going to be the life path number of the day. So today is your 3 of Cups day. Enjoy yourself. Have a good time. It's Monday, I know, but this is a family day vibration. Even if you live solitary, take yourself out of the house. Go for a ride in the car, on a bus, take a train ride to the next town and back. Enjoy the scenery, buy snacks. 3 loves to travel, like spend money too. But if you work outside your home, it's also a good time to hit a restaurant or the coffee shop on your way to work. Share treats at work. Never underestimate the 3 vibration when it comes to junk food. So keep things light because it's not a serious vibration of all numbers. That's always nice to have on a Monday. On Tuesday, we have a 7-day, a 9 attitude number, and a 4 life path number. This is represented by the 7 of Cups, because the 4 and the 7, they are the analyzers of numerology. The wheels and the gears are turning, and we're all going to have the opportunity to figure out what we want. Now, as we will still be in that 3-day limit of the new moon, if you forgot to write out your list, you can still do it by Tuesday. What do you want? What do you need? Write them down. This is a good day for troubleshooting and decision making. On Wednesday the 26th, we're going to have an 8-day with a 1 attitude number and a 5 life path number. I would choose the 8 of Wands to represent this combination. It is about business, communication in business, that's the reason for the Eight of Wands, changes in business and job situations, changing jobs, interviews of various types, and making appointments for anything to do with money changes, banking, investments, loan applications. When it comes to spending, however, I would lean on the side of the eight, which will review it very carefully, because five will spend all the money. Threes and fives, they love to spend money, and the five really doesn't care if there's a budget. So be careful on that aspect. On Thursday, the 27th, we have a 9-day, an 11 attitude number, and a 6 vibration. Six life path vibration. Now I'm going to choose the six of coins for Thursday, giving away things you no longer need to those who can use them. So it's time to clean out another drawer closet. Now you may have been doing this throughout the month or thought about it, and you have another opportunity with this discarding vibration to rid yourself of household non-essentials. Do you have to give it to somebody? No, you can put it in the trash. And we all have those items that are no longer functional. It's time to get rid of them. I've been asked, why just household items with this vibration? Well, because number six is the number of relationships and domestic pursuits. Six surrounds the family and where they live. And you can even think of remodeling and painting and changing out curtains as getting rid of the old, bringing in something new. Friday the 28th is a 1-day, a 3 attitude, and a 7 life path number. This is our magician or our alchemist vibration in numerology. I've not figured out when the next time this energy will appear, but most likely it's going to be November. So don't let this one pass, because this is our intention setting vibration. Very important to us. You may be working outside your home today, but find time, a minute, a few minutes. Do something simple like light a candle, write an intention that you want to create. Truly, it doesn't matter the ritual you use. It can be as simple as saying a most benevolent outcome prayer and then letting your guides take it on its way. I like this vibration. It's a good one. It's also a day where the loner numbers of numerology team together, so don't be surprised that people are looking for their own space. And for those who don't know, 1 and 7 are the loner numbers, sometimes 5. On Saturday, we have something that only occurs once every 4 years. It is the 29th of February. It is an 11-day. It's a 4 attitude number, and this year it is an 8 life path number. Now, for some of you, you may not know that there's an old wives' tale that states that a woman gets to ask a man to get married on a leap year day. Saturday is a leap year day, where all the leap year babies finally get to celebrate their actual birthdays. So according to these numbers, would I ask someone to get married that day? Yes, I would. You don't have to get married on that day. You're just asking them. We have an 11, 2, and a 4, which are also two numbers of relationships, and the 8 like situations that are financially stable and secure. So give it a whirl, ladies. Ask him for a change. For the rest of us, it's a business vibration all the way. If you're an entrepreneur, business owner, CEO, or supervisor, this is the perfect vibration to take care of anything business related. And being since the end of the month, it would also be perfect for a customer appreciation day. You don't necessarily have to run a sale. The eights really don't like that anyway. But you can fire up the coffee pot, bring in cookies or treats, spend a little more time talking to the folks that are supporting your business. Now, on Sunday, we're going to actually start changing the vibrations. So the month changes from the repetitive vibrations of February, and we're going to start something new. We're starting on a 1-day. We're going to have a 4 attitude number and an 8 life path number. This is truly the decision-making vibration. Let's place the 8 of coins and the magician on this one. I'd place government, law, and military energy on the 1-8 combo. Now, most of us aren't going to be chasing those types of pursuits that day, but I wanted you to see how strong these numbers can become. Therefore, if you need to make any type of important decision, next Sunday is your day, March 1st. I would not say, but it's Sunday, I'll do it tomorrow. No, Monday the 2nd is not going to be a good day for that. So start on Sunday. Strong business numbers and decision-making energy. Lots of determination, motivation, and energy. You'll have another opportunity on March 10th, but the 1 and 8 do not procrastinate, so go for it. Take care of it next Sunday. So those are your vibrations. You can always read them in more detail every day on www.onewomanswisdom.net or over on Facebook at One Woman's Wisdom. You can even pop in on Instagram if you enjoy that more, and you'll get the same. It'll show you the basics of it and then refer you over to the website to review it in greater depth. Now I'm going to pop in here because I have a few people that have come over, and I'm going to find out what they would like to know. I've got a call coming in from 914-522, and who do I have on the line today?
Hi, my name is Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you today?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
Very good. Very nice. It is going to start raining, so we might hear some. We might get to hear some of the rain coming down the road. It really pours when it rains here in Kansas. And what would you like me to read for you today?
It's actually for my mom, if that's okay.
It's just fine.
Wonderful. She has an apartment to rent. She's a landlord. The person that's currently in it is vacating April 1st. So I was wondering if you see her renting it quickly.
Okay. Do you have her birthday by chance?
Yeah. May 15th, 1942.
Okay. Also, is there a particular...
Oh, he's fine. Hello? Hello? Hello?
All right. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Katie, can you hear me?
Yes, just now. It cut out after I gave you my mom's birthday.
It did. That's okay. Yeah. Blog Talk kind of cut me off the air there for a minute, so I had to call back into the show. And what I was trying to let you know is if by chance, one of the easier ways to find out if an apartment rents faster or slower is if there is a number on the outside of that apartment door, what we're looking for is something that might add up to the number 6. 6 is always a lovely number when you have to rent or purchase or sell a place, because it is the number of the family. It says you want to live here. It's mom's apple pie, and it's sit down and have a cup of coffee with me. So you probably don't know the number on that door or the address of it, so I'm going to tell you how to do it, is find out the address of that apartment. You just want the numbers, like if it's 123, whatever that is. You're not going to worry about the street name or anything like that, just the numbers. Whatever that number is, you want a single digit. You know, you're going to add it up and reduce it in, like in numerology, down to a single digit. And then you're going to take a pencil. And on the inside of the front door, you can do it on the, the trim around it so that it's not visible. You're going to add another number to it so that it does equal the number 6. And if by chance you forget these instructions, just pop over to One Woman's Wisdom, either on Facebook or Instagram, and let me know. I'll give you those instructions again. And you want it to add up to the number 6. That will bring in people who want to create, that want to be a part of a family. They want that close connection. When it adds up to something like a 1 or a 7, those are the loner numbers. People are not attracted to that as much. If it adds up to the number 8, it's generally a business number. And that's great if somebody wants to run nothing but pure business and finances from there. But we want those 2, 4s, and 6s, with 6 being the most preferable number.
It is a 2.
So hope,
it is a 2. Is it a 2? Yeah.
If it's a 2, you know what I would do? I would still add the number 4. 2, 4, and 6. Are the numbers, are the relationship numbers of numerology. You will have all of them on that door, which is great. So you'll have the 2 that's originally there. Put a 4 up above the door somewhere, kind of hidden, and that will create the 6 lovely combination.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you for holding on while I came back in. All right, have a good week.
Thank you so much. Many blessings. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, and if you would like a reading, go ahead and write it in the chat room. You can just ask your question there. And for everyone else, the number to call in is 516-387-1638. I have a real fast one here. I have someone who wanted to know, what personal year are they in? What I'd like everybody to do is, if you want to know what type of personal year you are in for the year 2020, take the month of your birth, translate it to a number, such as January is the 1st, February is the 2nd, March is the 3rd, and write that number down. And if it's on a 12, go ahead and put that 1, 2 for December. You're going to take the day you were born. So that's going to be anywhere from the 1st to the 31st. Write that down. And then 2020 for the present year. Add them across. If you get 2 numbers, add those 2 numbers together, such as, let's say it came to 14. So 1 plus 4 equals 5. You're in a personal 5-year. And I wanted to let her know that, yes, she is in a personal 5-year, which is always a bit of a roller coaster year because the key word to 5 is change. Don't be alarmed by it. Don't be scared by it. Most of the time, the changes are for our best and highest good. So I have another number that has come in. I'm going to go ahead and pop in. It's at 216-376. And who do I have on the phone today?
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia.
Hi,
hi, Patricia. I'm calling from, calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Wonderful.
Yes. My first time listening to your show.
Okay.
Just want to find out what is this year 2020 for me, and what should I know what
okay.
I want to be focused on, but you know, the numbers might dictate others. And what type of numerology do you specialize in? Is it Pythagorean or Chaldean or?
It's Pythagorean. Yes, very good. Yes, and all I need is the month and the day you were born.
July 16th.
Okay, that's all I need. Let's see what we got here. So for 2020, this is going to be kind of an interesting year for you. It is a number 9 year. Now, for a lot of people, that's a little bit slower. But what you're doing is sit and think about everything you've gone through for the last 9 years, because you're ending a whole You're ending a whole cycle. You're going to be looking and saying, what worked for me and what didn't work for me? You're going to want to keep and expand on those things that worked for you. But those things that didn't work for you, and that includes people, places, and things, and you're going to be saying, you know, it's time for that thing to move on. And when I say things, probably our 9 year is when we end up getting rid, we clean out more closets and drawers in a 9 year than any other time of our lives, because we suddenly don't know what it was for, we don't remember the name of it, and we just want to get rid of the clutter in our lives. And as I said, that could be for all things. Many people end up letting jobs go that are on a 9 year because it didn't work for them. They're looking for something different. Now, what I really enjoy about the 9 years is that you really don't have to wait all the way till December before the next vibration starts gnawing on you. And that's that number one. It's very powerful. It's motivating. It has got a lot of determination, a lot of energy. So somewhere in October, you're going to start leaving the nine behind. You're going to start heading for your one and making plans. What do I want to do? And that's about anything in life. It's what do I want to create? Think of it, if you read tarot, think of the magician. If you don't read tarot and you have never seen that card, just Google it. Bring up several of them. They're fantastic people. And basically, they take their intentions and the unseen energy of the universe, and they create that which they wish. So I love 1 years. They're wonderful. So that's what you're in. You're starting to let go of the things that don't work for you. And by the end of the year, you will have made plans for what you do want the next 9 year cycle to look like. Now, also in a 9 year, one of the nice things that happens is that you will hear your guides and messages more. Pay more attention to your dreams. Write them down if you'd like. And just, you know, don't second guess yourself, but just kind of write those interesting things that pop into your mind, because the nine is very intuitive. It's the year that we run into more soulmates, whether it's a, you know, a love relationship or just a friendship or just a passing relationship. And many times that's where we get our inspiration. That's where we end up getting little tidbits that they're trying to pass on to us. So it is a slow year. Like I said, it's not always a real social year, but we get a lot of things cleaned up and we're getting ready for that next 1 year cycle or 9 year cycle. Very busy for 2021 for you.
Yes. And I know what I'm focused on. So yeah, I definitely will be busy and ending things and situations, because it's just been so hellish here for me. I mean, dealing with karmic, difficult karmic cycles and, oh, Lord.
Okay.
You know,
okay,
health
hold
challenges
on just a moment.
All that.
That was the numerology aspect of it. But let me go ahead and throw you a few cards here. I'm using the Crow Tarot today. It's a huge deck, but it is lovely artwork if anybody is looking for a new tarot deck. I don't get any kickbacks. I just enjoy this deck. Let me see what I've got here for you. Okay, there's that little guy. All right, I like this. I actually like this throw, even though the cards aren't what most people want to see. But we've got the poor little guy, poor little crow here, and he is within eight swords. It's the Eight of Swords. The Eight of Swords has the little crow kind of bound up, and it's that idea of feeling stuck. I think I'm stuck into here. I think I don't know exactly. But what most people don't know about the Eight of Swords is if they take off the blindfold or if they just keep walking one foot into the other, they will not run into anything. They will actually walk out of their situation. And the number three, I've got the Three of Swords too. So I've got a lot of communication here, a lot of words. I've got... It could be that somebody has either broken your heart, either with their actions or with their words. And like I said, it doesn't have to be a love relationship, but some type of action created by someone else has created a bit of heartache that you're dealing with. But what I like about this throw is that we have the Page of Wands. This crow is really cawing. He has a lot of passion. He's got the sun shining on him. He's got a lot of wisdom. He knows what he's going after. He's very successful in what he does. And so the Page of Wands tells me there is a brand new opportunity. It's a brand new life. It's not just an opportunity. He's surrounded by homes and places and things. There's no stopping this bird on this card.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes, yes.
So 8, 9.
Can you tell me what, because I plan to relocate probably
sure.
in fall, October, and I've been wanting to do that, but it hadn't worked out previous. And it seems like I plan to move to the Pacific Northwest, but that seems to have changed because it never formed. But it seems like I possibly feel guided to, or I don't know, living in, say, New York City. I mean, not the rest of my life, or maybe 2 or 3 years for what I desire to do, and that having to do with, you know, creating business, doing business, and writing, speaking, that sort of thing.
Okay. All right. What I need you to do is, and we're going to get close to the show ending, but just stay on the line because you.
All right.
It's because you and I can still talk, and I just wanted to let everyone know, again, it is One Woman's Wisdom, www.onewomanswisdom.net. Now, Patricia, you and I are going to continue to talk here. And one more time, because I don't save birth dates, but if you can give me your birth date, including the year, that would be wonderful.
July 16,
okay.
1958.
I'm sorry, 1958. 58. Okay, great, wonderful. Okay, you are a one life path. So what I'm going to do, it's always interesting because a lot of people end up actually going, leaning towards places that actually vibrate naturally with them. It's not a problem. You are compatible with New York. But if you're looking for New York City, that's what we have here. You may not want to actually live right in the city itself, but what I would suggest to you, and because of what you want to do, I would go after another one, a town that adds up to the number one. And or you can, not having different places like that, I tell you what I would do is, if you are over on Facebook, I should ask you first, are you on Facebook or Instagram?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Otherwise, what you can do is I'll give you my email address. It's a number one, just like a numerical one. onewomanswisdom@gmail.com, and write down the towns or the cities that you're most attracted to, and I will tell you what those numbers add up to be.
Okay. I mean, I can
just
go on Facebook and just do that.
Whichever is easiest for you. And like I said, if you want to go ahead and just email those to me, I'll go ahead and just I'll respond to you. But it's onewomanswisdom@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Well, it's been informative.
Okay.
And I mean, you're basically, I probably wanted confirmation for what you have said earlier. Because, you know, I've been going through massive change, and I'm definitely endings here and to living here and just a lot
yes,
of things, situations, and all that, and, you know, new life. And so as I said, I had gotten a reading, oh goodness, we're in February, 2 months ago, maybe 3 months, a little brief mini reading to one of the readers at another program. And I was asking him something else. Hello?
I'm here.
Oops. Oh, okay. And he suddenly says, oh, well, you know, he says New York City, and it caught me off guard because I was focused on planning to live in Pacific Northwest. He was saying, well, no, for what you want to do, you know, aspire to do with the writing, the speaking, you know, music, and other things, that New York would be a better place. So it's like, okay.
Do you have a particular place in Washington? Now, why did I say Washington? In the Pacific Northwest that you enjoy?
Well, it was going to be, I was probably going to live in a smaller town in Washington State.
Okay.
And because of the affordability, because it too is, you know, quite expensive to live in, you know, Seattle. I was going to live in, what do you call it, Vancouver, Washington, and,
Vancouver.
You know, do a work a bridge job and work in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
What they have there is one.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and give you those numbers right now if you'd like to hang on. Portland Portland actually vibrates with your life path. It is a one. And so your life path is also that one. Now, Vancouver is a four, and so is Washington is a four. Those are actually going to be, how do I say it? They're kind of a challenge to you, but it's also the number of the teacher, the student. It is about the person who enjoys lecturing or conducting services as such as classes and teaching what they know. Many times we will gravitate towards a number that may be a challenge to us because there's something about that vibration we need. It doesn't mean that it's forever. It doesn't mean that you won't go and eventually settle within that area someplace else. But at that particular time, for what you want to do and what you want to conduct, it's also about security and stability. It can be a very nice number as far as the different, you said you were thinking about like music or theater or?
Right, yeah, because I'm starting to explore my creativity and starting to write plays and monologues.
The four,
but also
when we think of the four and the seven, we're also thinking of writers. Those are our writers that we find in numerology. Not that other people can't, but the four and the seven know how to take the time for themselves to go ahead and practice that art and that skill. This will also give you a lot of, well, believe it or not, it's the four and the seven are also very analytical. You need that in order to be able to do your writing. So as we can see, that may not be forever, but for what you want to conduct when you first get there, we've got security, stability, the teacher, the student, the writer.
Right.
It has a lot of the vibrations that you may need in order to do the things that you love. So
right.
I wouldn't throw Vancouver out at all.
right. Yeah, I mean, that could be at a later time. Because I, I said, well, I changed my plans. It's like, okay, I'll relocate to New York City, then live there for, 3 years or something like that. And I was considering commuting in, say, living, again, because it is an expensive city, living in New Jersey, and then commute in, you know, obviously working a bridge job in New York City. And live in New Jersey, and then, or if that live in one of the other boroughs, like I hear this Astoria, or Queens, because Brooklyn has gotten quite gentrified and expensive. But like
yes,
I said,
it is.
Period. And and from what the going on to the University of YouTube and listen to, you know, current videos and the presenters there and, you know, learning about, you know, then, of course, going on Google and doing my research. And then, like I said, I didn't want to be in any more cold weather. But it's like, well,
right.
you know, for me to do what I need to do and just, you know, obtain and do business and obtain the money that I would need, you know, and save it. And then, like I said, probably after 3 years or so, then move to a better, warmer climate for myself. So I'm just trying to decide if that will be Florida or California, Northern California, because I already lived in Southern L.A., and it was just out of sync there as well. But Northern California, and yes, it's expensive too, I realize that.
New York is going to be, like I said, is going to be vibrating with a three. Those are your artists, those singers, dancers. That's what we have so
right.
many of them there. They just vibrate naturally
right.
with that. Photography, anything to do with the arts, and that is the number three it's that
right.
you would have there. But as far as doing one side or the other, I can't say that numerology-wise that you are going to take a hit, you know, if you choose one over the other. Both of them have
right.
their pros and both of them will have their cons. But
right.
if you wanted to go northwest, you know, into the northwest region, I can't
yeah.
see where that is going to be a problem at all.
Right. Well, as I said, I'll just continue to pray and meditate.
Sure.
And
there you
really,
go.
Determine. Right. And, but yeah, like I said, I developed an interest in numerology of 10 years ago, and it
uh-huh.
just started piquing my interest. And numerology is in everything, in every walk of life, and in all the major religions and all that. So
And there's so many times that we'll be just standing in a store or something, and all of a sudden a number just pops on the wall or somewhere we don't expect. And it's like, why?
Right.
Why is that? Why is this? You know, it does get your attention.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you again
very
much.
Well, I hope that
much.
Helps a little
and,
bit. You're welcome.
It does.
And thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.